FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
There's been some breaking news while you were sleeping. The proposed VAT increase has been reversed. National Treasury issued a statement after midnight to say that the value-added tax rate will remain 15% from the 1st of May this year. Newswatch's Ngulhle Malinga has more.
In a surprise move, the statement says that Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana decided to withdraw the decision to hike VAT by half a percentage point. It would have taken effect next Thursday. Treasury says the decision follows extensive consultations with political parties and careful consideration of the recommendations of the parliamentary committees. Godongwana says that by not increasing VAT, estimated revenue will fall short by around 75 billion rand over the medium term. He adds that Parliament will be requested to adjust expenditure to ensure that the loss of revenue does not harm South Africa's fiscal sustainability. The decision also comes days after a court challenge by the DA and EFF, which questioned the legality of the process used to adopt the increase. Ngulhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch.
In other big news, the South President Cyril Ramaphosa is preparing to receive his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky in Pretoria. The visit was announced 2 months ago and is the first to South Africa by a Ukrainian head of state. Newswatch's Nokolo Mia reports.
Presidents Cyril Ramaphosa and Volodymyr Zelensky are expected to meet at the Union buildings. They will go into a closed session an hour later, where the two leaders will discuss cooperation on trade, agriculture and education. They are also expected to explore ways of bringing a peaceful resolution to Russia's war in Ukraine. South Africa has maintained a non-aligned position in the conflict. Ramaphosa, along with other African leaders, visited Ukraine and Russia 2 years ago as part of the Africa Peace Mission, meeting with both Zelensky and President Vladimir Putin at that time. Nokolo Mia, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
And today is the second day mourners can walk past Pope Francis as he lies in state at St. Peter's Basilica. Tens of thousands of people queued for hours to view his open casket yesterday, with the Vatican allowing visitors late into the night. The Pope will lie in state until his funeral on Saturday. Back home, and just a heads up, the weather office has sent out another impact-based warning, this time for KZN's northern areas. The yellow level 4 warning is for severe thunderstorms with possible heavy downpours expected from the afternoon. A reminder that cold and wet conditions are expected over the central and western parts of the province, with temperatures plunging over the extreme southwestern high grounds where snowfall is possible today and tomorrow. Durban's going up to a high of 22 degrees, Maritzburg 17. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.